Paula Sundet-Wolf is the Executive Director of Cook County Higher Education. She's here with us this morning to talk about three scholarships available: Wes Hedstrom Scholarship, North Shore Healthcare Foundation Scholarship, and the Lloyd K. Johnson Scholarship. Good morning, Paula, and let's take them one at a time.
Good morning. Yes, one at a time. That's kind of how they're actually going to come across. I know that you've started with Wes Hedstrom, but I'm actually going to start with the North Shore Healthcare Foundation Scholarship because that deadline is coming up the soonest. And that's really a one-time scholarship where the others we're hoping are going to be more long-term. The North Shore Healthcare Foundation Scholarship was really was done. We have received $5,000 from them, which is a large grant from that foundation. To deal with some kind of critical needs that were identified for some healthcare students that just did not have enough financial aid even for this fall semester. So the application deadline, October 15th, is to address fall semester financial needs and then also spring semester, spring starting, of course, in January, as we all know.
Around here, yeah.
Around here, yeah. On the school semester, it starts in January. Mm-hmm. So the scholarship, North Shore Healthcare Foundation scholarships were the awards could go possibly up to $1,000 depending on what the financial need is. This will be this and the Lloyd K. Johnson scholarship are two that we are actually going to be looking at financial need as for the first time. It's not something we've done before. I mean, you know, if somebody's applying for a scholarship, there's an implication that there's financial need. We'll actually be looking more closely at that. There's an essay involved. But the goal also is to widen who we can serve, because there have been several people who have actually, two people last summer that withdrew from programs because they did not have enough financial resources to go forward. And that's disturbing. It's one thing when you know that your life is busy and the academics are overwhelming or whatever reason for that. But if it's just you don't have enough money and you step away midway through, that's a little alarming.
And you say the Lloyd K. Johnson Scholarship is, what is that in particular for?
That's a new one. And that one and the Wes Hedstrom Scholarship, both the deadline for that one is November 15th. The Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation is brand new for us, and it's thanks to a very large grant we got from them. We received $75,000. That includes the grant dollars, of which are $20,000. The $20,000 will be awarded over the span of a year, and the awards can go up to $2,000. So, again, realizing that we're not just going to do $2,000 scholarships, but that we really, again, want to identify individuals who maybe have really decided not to go back to school because they didn't have the financial resources to do so. And this one we're hoping will be continue to get on an annual basis from Lloyd K. We've talked about that with them. We'll have to reapply and do that, but we'd really like to see this grant either stay at the same level or even grow. And I think a lot of what we discover over this next year in awarding these grants and the outcome of that will help us determine it. And the reason we received the $75,000, that in essence the $55,000, was specifically for the student support services that we provide to students as they're going through school. And a lot of that is upfront as people are exploring various different options, getting ready, whether academically or mentally, however that would work, to be prepared for schooling, and then also to sustain them through the program with mentor program, just serving as that advocate, really, on an off-campus location. It's really challenging when your college you're attending is, you know, miles away, and you try to call up on the phone and can't get the right answer, or you just don't know even who to go to. And so our role is to help people become more self-sufficient, and I think that's really part of what we'd like to determine with the grant is how does that self-sufficiency happen, and at what point does it go?
Well, who can apply for the Johnson grant?
That one is open to anybody who is enrolled in a distance program, and distance also includes, you know, to some degree, trekking down to an off-camp, like a weekend college, but that you're living and working here in Cook County, that you're a Cook County resident. There was some talk about the potential of offering scholarships to adults who needed to go to a campus for a semester or two, or you know, for a program. And Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation committee said, let's hold off on that for now, please. They would really like to concentrate on the people who are living and working here.
Okay, and you mentioned the Wes Hedstrom Scholarship, named after longtime resident, Wes Hedstrom, county commissioner, and big education advocate when he was alive.
Yeah, it's thanks actually to Wes that we even have the Cook County Higher Education Program.
<You're right>.
So it's really appropriate that we have a scholarship named after him. And this year, the awards previously had been $250. We've raised that to $300. So that's a new thing. And this scholarship is really, because of the Lloyd K. coming into the picture, the Wes Hedstrom Scholarship is going to be... have a new look at how they're awarded, and we're not entirely sure how it's all going to play out, but that was another reason for raising the dollars. It's for that kind of a first-time student that's really uncertain, maybe taking the class for the first time, and just needs that little boost. We've had so many people who've received the scholarship, even when it was the $250. $250 doesn't seem like very much, but it's made the difference for them, saying, this helped because I knew somebody else was thinking about me, or it helped just to get over that first initial hump, and I discovered I loved going to school and got a passion for it. So it can make the difference.
It takes a bite out of textbooks, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And, you know, that's something with the North Shore Healthcare Foundation Scholarship. We discovered that even though some students had financial aid for part of it, they didn't have anything for the textbooks. And textbooks can cost anywhere from $500 to $800 altogether. Mm-hmm. So it's when you don't have any extra money, all of a sudden you're like, wow, how do I cope with that?
Okay. And if people want more information on this, who do they call?
Well, you can go to our webpage. We have some of these scholarships listed there. The Wes Hedstrom Scholarship is on there, and you can go to that. And that's NorthShoreCampus.org. The calling us, 387-3411, and we will get something to you. You can email us, higher ed@NorthShoreCampus.org. And or you can stop by at the office, 300 West 3rd Street.
Okay. Paula Sundet-Wolf, Cook County Higher Ed Director. Thanks for stopping by. Good news. A lot of good work being done at Higher Ed, and obviously it's reflected in the fact that there are folks out there that want to invest in what you do.
And if you've thought about going to school and you really don't think you have the money for it, please, please come and see us, because whether there's scholarships or other things, it's really worth finding out.
A lot of resources.
Yep.
Thanks, Paula.